I was at a dinner recently. It was a very intimate dinner with women that I super love and deeply admire. And if you follow me on social media, you probably saw me post about this. And usually in these kinds of our dinners, we have an icebreaker question. Now, this is an idea that started ever since Karen Davila, the broadcast journalist and someone I look up to as a sister, as a mentor. She always does that in dinners in her home. And for this particular dinner, it was my good friend, Anna Oposa, who thought of the icebreaker question. So it was this. If you could give a TED Talk on anything that people don't really know you for, what would that be? And it was such a difficult question because we all at that table knew each other quite well or are familiar with what each other does. And so to come up with something that we're not known to do or known for was pretty tricky. But a lot of really fun answers came out. I guess it was a great icebreaker because it makes you get to know the person in a different light. So some of the answers that were shared were why you need to wear sunscreen, what childless women need their mom friends to know. That's a good one, a pretty serious one. And there was even a pitch about a TED Talk for removing shame from pleasure. So it was a really, really great conversation, super eye-opening and insightful. And it made me recall a TEDx talk that I did a few years back. So this was in the thick of the pandemic, as in 2020. I remember getting the email. It was like ECQ, if you remember that. That was like the super, super lockdown. This was the time that only one person in each household could go out. So yeah, at that time, at that tumultuous time in all our lives, I prepared a TEDx talk. And the title of my talk was The Magic in Not Achieving Your Dreams. So I would like to share a bit of what that talk was like with you today. Hello, supers! This is Paano Pa To The Podcast, created and hosted by me, Bianca Gonzalez, produced under Anima Podcasts. It's a solo episode today on the podcast, and like I said, for the very first time, I am sharing here on the podcast a bit about my TEDx talk, The Magic in Not Achieving Your Dreams. Let's get right to it. So just a bit of a background. Like I mentioned earlier, I did this TED Talk in the thick of the lockdown in 2020. And it was for TEDx Ateneo. It was the first TEDx talk I've ever given. And of course, I said yes to Ateneo bilang siya yung alma mater ko. And I remember the theme of the entire TED day was dreams. They had a psychologist, they had other speakers. And so how I wanted to approach it, as you see from the title or as you hear from the title, was obviously dreams in the sense of things that you want to achieve or things that you want for yourself. And I guess I fit it into my life story, which is that I never really got what I dreamed for or dreamed of in the way that I initially dreamt of it, which is why that is the title, The Magic in Not Achieving Your Dreams. I use the word magic because sometimes when we have this goal, right, or when we dream about something like for many, many years, and if it doesn't happen, it's really ang sakit. Ang sakit. It's really heartbreak. It's earth-shattering. It makes you question yourself endlessly. And magic, I chose that word because sometimes you also can't explain how things turn out the way they do. And if you are a fan of Bluey, the television show for kids, but honestly really for adults like I am, in their big episode recently, The Sign, the trailer teaser starts off with Calypso, who is the teacher dog in the series. everything works out like it's supposed to. She says that. And I super resonate with that. So yeah, this is the TEDx talk. I'm giving, of course, the podcast version for the talk. Let's dive right in. The magic in not achieving your dreams. That's quite a loaded statement. But of course, I would like to give a disclaimer for this. I am not encouraging you to not reach for your dreams. This is not about, oh, I won't dream na lang since may magic naman pala if I don't achieve it. That's not at all what I'm saying. It's more of my story that I'm about to share. It revolves around how while working to reach your dreams, not achieving it, though heartbreaking, though earth-shattering, could possibly lead to something better than you hoped for. So I invite all of you right now to try to take a look back maybe 5 years ago, 10 years ago, that maybe you really wanted something and then it didn't work out. And try to think where that incident, situation, experience pushed you to or led you to. So this story begins with me as a college student, like I mentioned, in Ateneo. I was a communications major and I was dreaming of becoming a filmmaker. This was so vivid to me that dream ko maging professor si Direk Marilu Diaz Abaya, one of our great female Filipino directors. And the reason I wanted to go to COM in Ateneo was because she was a teacher and my older brother took her class. Ending, nag fourth year na ako lahat, I didn't get to take her class, but that's a different story. Dream ko talaga to be a filmmaker, to be a writer and director specifically. So that was 18, 19 year old me. And if you had told 18 or 19 year old Bianca that, you know what, you'd be a television host and you'd be working in the media, I would never have believed it. Never. First of all, I am super, super shy. Sometimes mistaken for suplada because I really keep to myself. I am very introverted. So it's really not something I thought I would end up doing. But when I was a freshman in college, an unlikely opportunity opened up for me. So this shy freshman girl in Ateneo was spotted in a mall to be cast for a TV commercial among beautiful, confident, outspoken women. I unexpectedly landed my first TV commercial. It was a shampoo commercial for Pantene. I was 17 years old. I flew to Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia because all the television commercials for this particular campaign was shot there. So I met women from Malaysia, women from Vietnam, women from Thailand, I believe. And there was no social media back then. It was called Tri-Media. So to those who are Zennials like me, I'm sure you know what Tri-Media means. But to the younger listeners, Tri-Media means television, like a TV ad, a print ad, which is what you see in magazines or newspapers, in billboards. And then the third is a radio ad. Very, very different landscape from now. And I remember thinking back then that, oh, of course, when you do a commercial, you get paid for it. And I was still a student. So I was just thinking, hey, this is a good racket to earn money on the side. So as I pursued more classes to train me to become a filmmaker someday, on the side, I would audition and go to GOSIs for commercials. It is true what they say that you are rejected 9 times out of 10, but luckily, the ads that I did get accepted for, that I did get, were really incredible brands that actually a lot of them until now I still work with. And yeah, I feel like I was so lucky. I landed more ads as the years passed, despite being a morena in a Tisay-dominated industry. But again, that's for a different episode. So the more I would be on set for shoots, the more I got exposed to the entertainment and the production industry. So the more I was excited to pursue my filmmaking dreams. You know, I'd see them light a set, measure the shot, and then the director would call out the ads, ask for this emotion, that emotion. And I was like, wow, that's what I want to do behind the scenes. And when I was third year college, the opportunity to become a part-time brainstormer in ABS-CBN opened up. It was called CDG, the Creative Development Group. And I really jumped at the opportunity because it was production. It was really like what I wanted to become. I wanted to learn more about prod, TV. I wanted to learn about concept development. And of course, to work in ABS-CBN would be an absolute honor. Now, at that time, my brother was already hosting a morning show on Studio 23. Again, to the Zennials, you would definitely know what Studio 23 is. But to the younger listeners, Studio 23 was like the little sister channel of ABS-CBN. They had youth-oriented shows. So my brother would work there. I would go with him sometimes when like he'd have to bring me to school or something. I would be on set and I'd be like, wow, prod life is really like something that's calling me. So fast forward to fourth year college, so I was already part-timing in ABS-CBN here. I was about to be deployed to become a writer for a television show. So this is it, my writer dreams. And in that particular set, our host was supposed to be Drew Arellano, the GMA 7 host. And one of his road managers saw me on set because I was supposed to be a writer for the show. He spotted me. His name's Jet Valle. And Mother Jet asked me, "Uy, hindi ba ikaw yung nasa TV commercials? Di ba ikaw yung nasa magazine covers? Bakit ka writer dito? Ba't ka naghahawak ng idiot board?" Okay, pause. Idiot board, to those who might not know the term, it's literally a manila paper where your script is written in thick black pencil pen. So this is usually used in shows that have a host. Sometimes there's a television prompter, which is like the script comes out on the TV, but sometimes it's just quick and it's on an idiot board. Of course, it's called idiot board, but anyway, it's really used. And Jet asks me, "Ba't ka writer dito? Gusto mo bang mag-artista?" And I was like, what? It was like the farthest thing from my dreams because my eyes were on the goal to be a filmmaker, to be a writer, to be a director. So I remember that time was definitely a crossroad. And of course, needless to say, my answer to that question changed my life forever. I know that a lot of you supers who listen to Paano Ba To were alike in that we have many different interests, many paths that we're curious to pursue, many things that we're juggling all at the same time, and I know that it can be overwhelming. But you know what? There's one thing that I have in my life now, and literally in my hand every day, that helps me manage my workload, my mental load, and helps me work better and smarter. Imagine, this staple in my life can help me search for details of something I see in a photo by just drawing a circle around it, as in bibilugan ko lang. Tapos may search results na. That's called the Circle to Search with Google. And yes, I'm talking about the Samsung Galaxy S24 Ultra. Isang feature pa lang yan, ha? Imagine this also helps me transcribe interviews or talks that I record. And in just a few taps, grabe, dati ilang oras ako mag-transcribe and now it's finished in just a few seconds. Even summarizing long articles na yung, alam mo yung kapos ka na sa oras para basahin yung buo, I can do it in just a few clicks at yun na, mapapabilis yung research ko. Even when traveling, it automatically can translate my voice calls and text messages. Yes, pati voice calls, sobrang lifesaver, especially when you're lost in translation. And of course, the superior camera of the Samsung Galaxy S24 Ultra. You know what, whenever may group picture, laging binavolunteer yung phone ko kasi the best photos daw. And of course, I agree. So that already amazing camera is made even better in the Galaxy S24 Ultra. And not just amazing pictures ha. Right now, you can even remove objects or people in the background and it'll fix the background. It can move you in the picture. It can erase reflections. All those edits within the phone. Grabe talaga. And dami pang ibang amazing features integrating AI seamlessly into our daily lives. And for someone like me na sobrang intimidated sa AI, this makes AI understandable and practical for everyday life. So yes, if you've been looking to upgrade your phone with something that can help you with productivity, communication, even the search function, and of course the epic camera, the Samsung Galaxy S24 Ultra is for you. Totoo na epic siya. Epic just like that. Okay, back to my story. Ano yung magic in not achieving your dreams? I'm gonna get to that. So, I never dreamt ever of becoming a television host or even being on TV. But I guess because at that time, I found the courage to forge a new path. It ended up being my career for, believe it or not, 20 years this year and counting. Grabe, even saying that is so surreal. And imagine, this is because of a decision I made when I was around 20 years old, saying, me for TV? Okay, I'll try it. But rewind back to then, when I started hosting, I hosted the same morning show on Studio 23 that my brother hosted. I eventually ended up hosting that too. But my first major program on ABS-CBN was a youth-oriented debate show called Why Speak. And it was it was going very well because the morning show was daily on weekdays and then the Why Speak was a once-a-week show. So I was like, hey, this is a really good racket for maybe 2 to 3 years. And in my head at that time, I was doing it as a side hustle. It was just my side hustle because I was still working and pursuing my dream of becoming a filmmaker. But as the years passed, the hosting opportunities did not stop. And the more I did it, the more I realized how much I enjoy it, the more I fell in love with it, and the more I became serious with it as a craft, not just as a job. So by the year 2010, I had been a professional TV host for around 6 years already. And at that time, being quote-unquote just a host was not really a thing. At that time, if you were on TV, usually you host, you act, you sing, you dance, you do everything. Artista ka at that time. But I knew, it was very, very clear to me that I wanted to be just a host. I wanted to host. I wanted to be really good at this craft. I saw it then already as a craft. And I would always be asked at that time, kailan ka magte-teleserye? Kailan ka magpe-pelikula? Actually, until this day, I answer, you know what? I'd rather interview the stars of the show or the movie. So around the same time, 2010-ish, two unlikely opportunities came my way. Two industry leaders reached out to me. The first one was Suki Salvador of then One Mega Group. If you are a listener to the podcast, you are familiar with Suki because I guested him on the Trust the Process series. At that time, Suki asked me to come on board as editor-in-chief of Meg Magazine. Again, Zennials would know what Meg Magazine is, but to those who are younger, Meg Magazine was a young women's magazine. It had already at that time been in publication for over a decade, I believe. And because I was a model, I had become the cover girl of Meg Magazine several times. I've had editorials inside, and I've also been a contributing writer for Meg on several occasions. I said two unlikely opportunities. Around that time also, the second opportunity came. Tita Milet Manangkil, the lifestyle editor, the long-standing lifestyle editor of the Philippine Star, asked me if, from writing as a hobby, if I wanted to have my own column in the newspaper. Wait, so you might be curious, how did I get from model to host to editor and columnist? Okay, this is the thing there. In the years prior, I said I had been working on TV for 6 years, and siguro by that time modeling for 10, 11 years, I had always been very curious about the inner workings of my industry. So whenever I was at magazine shoots, I would really always ask around. I would observe everything. Chichikahan ko yung photographer, yung producer, even the makeup art, everything. Like, I just wanted to learn ano ba yung proseso of coming from, I guess, even concept to actual execution. And as an interviewer for TV, I honed my interviewing skills. And what would happen was I would occasionally write my opinion on issues on my then personal blog, or even in the early days of Twitter, when Twitter was somewhere you could really share your opinions in a democratic space, pre super bashers era. So it's these little, quote-unquote, little things that I did through the years that ended up being not so little efforts pala. I had no idea. Working as a host, I wasn't just paying attention to my job to deliver lines. I was interested to learn about the other roles, all the other roles. Ano ba ginagawa ng writer? Ano ba ginagawa ng floor director? Ano ba ginagawa ng production assistant? Ano ba ginagawa ng director? Etc. I was interested to learn about the entire set. So at that time, as more of my colleagues did more projects like movies and series, about, like I said, mag artista ka, you do it all eh. But at that time, I was like, how can I grow and still be a host, but kumbaga, do more? Kasi I want to do more. And I decided that I wanted to grow as an artist, but in other ways. So I never dreamed of becoming a newspaper columnist or even a magazine editor-in-chief. Good times when I try to look back at that now. But I guess the hunger to learn and the mindset to take smart risks, that opened a whole new world and network for me. So fast forward a few more years to 2016. By this time, I have siguro pang 11 or 12 years na akong host by that time. By this time, 2016, medyo talagang backseat na yung filmmaker dreams ko. Because nga, I really pursued hosting full-time and even took on two more jobs, diba? To be a columnist for the Philippine Star and to be a magazine editor. And at that time, drama was really king. Actually, ever since then, drama has been king. Meaning, majority, super majority of the shows that you see on television are really teleseries, right? Because that's really what we love to consume. So, pakonti ng pakonti na talaga yung talk show. There were not a lot of opportunities for hosts like me. Super limited na ng hosting jobs on TV. And at that time, I wouldn't get the shows that I dreamed of doing. Like, I remember ang dami kong gustong auditionan na game show, reality show, talk show. As in, gusto ko mag-presente na please allow me to audition. But of course, there were bigger stars who were a better fit for the job. Sila talaga yung bagay. And I knew at that time that I had to work harder to prove that I was also worthy of being picked. Parang pwede rin ako. And I remember feeling stuck down, a bit lost during that time. But after, you know, going through that motion, I picked myself up and decided that, okay, if the door was not gonna be opened for me at this time in my life, I had to build the door myself. And this is when Paano Ba To, the video series, was born. Again, backtrack a bit. In 2014, I wrote Paano Ba To, How to Survive Growing Up. So that was my book filled with life advice from me, from my friends, from guest experts. So in 2016, 2017, when I decided to start my own YouTube channel, I knew hindi ako yung type na mag-daily vlog or travel vlog or a day in my life. I'm so private and so shy. I'm not that type. But I realized that my book was the perfect concept for it, diba? Advice. So from the video series, from the book, it became a video series. Paano Ba To became a live event series, and of course, became a podcast here that you're listening to now. And it just has grown. I mean, there's also merch. There's also collaborations of Paano Ba To with so many brands. There's mini events. I mean, I never thought that I would create this whole media brand of my own. But looking back, thinking that grabe pinaghirapan ko din to, I really worked my ass off to create opportunities for myself. And I guess serendipitously, rewind to the start of my story, my dream of becoming a writer, a director, a filmmaker, a producer, guess what? I'm able to use it with every single piece of content I create. So to everyone listening to this, in the months to come, in the years to come, if you end up not achieving something you really dreamed of, try to find the magic in it. Try to find what it is trying to teach you. But again, to do this, you need to learn to develop your instincts, to trust the process, and in everything you choose to do, do it well, and believe that it will lead you to the next. Whew, what a walk down memory lane that was for me, but I really hope that you enjoyed listening or that you have some sort of takeaway from this episode. And I really super love it when you post your favorite quotes, your reflections, your takeaway from our episode. So please do that for this as well. Please do tag me at I Am Super Bianca on Instagram, Instagram Stories, and Twitter. And in case you aren't yet, please follow and tag Paano Ba To on Instagram. We also have our community of supers in our private Facebook group, the Paano Ba To Super Group. And yes, to everyone who is new to this podcast, if this is the first or one of the first episodes you're listening to of Paano Ba To the podcast, hello and welcome. I invite you to please click the follow button on the show page. Like when you open Spotify and you see the show page, there's a follow button there. Please click it, as well as the bell button, so that you're notified every time we have a new episode. And if you did love this episode, it's so personal to me, grabe this episode, please click the 5-star rating. So I believe that's in the 3 dots. If you click it, you can rate the podcast. I would definitely super appreciate that. So yeah, again, thank you for joining me for this episode. I love that you're here. And yeah, this is Paano Ba To the podcast, created and hosted by me, Bianca Gonzalez, produced under Anima Podcast. Till our next episode, stay super, supers. We'll be right back.